The day Grandpa Bunny forgot Ben's name. Grandpa Bunny lived in a cute little house at the edge of the forest. He had a pet chicken called Quack and a lot of plants that he watered every day. One day, Grandpa Bunny couldn't find his carrots. He looked for them in the bathroom, the bedroom, and in the shed, but they were nowhere to be found. "Have you seen my carrots?" he asked Ben, who'd come over for a visit.
"They're in the kitchen, Grandpa,"
Ben said. He was a bit confused why his grandfather hadn't known that. Carrots were always stored in the kitchen. The next day, Ben visited again. This time he found Grandpa Bunny sitting in a big plant pot.
"What are you doing, Grandpa?"
he asked. He was a little worried. Was Grandpa Bunny ill?
"I don't know," Grandpa Bunny said. "I forgot what I was doing. Maybe I was watering the plants?"
"But you don't go into the plant pot to water them," Ben said.
Even he knew that, and he was still a young bunny.
"You're right. Maybe I should go and see a doctor. I think there's something wrong with me," Grandpa Bunny said.
"Your grandpa is unwell," Dr. Bear told Ben. "He's got something called dementia. Many old people get that."
"What's dementia?"
Ben asked.
"Can I get it too?"
He remembered that when his friend Betty had the flu last winter, she'd passed it on to him, and Ben had got ill too.
"No, it's not like the flu," Dr. Bear explained. "Your grandpa is ill in his brain. It makes him forget things and behave strangely sometimes."
"Like searching for carrots in the bathroom?"
Ben asked.
"Yes, just like that," Dr. Bear said with a nod. "He gets confused about a lot of things. I don't have any medicine that could make him better, but I know how you can help him."
"I'll do anything,"
Ben said immediately. He loved Grandpa Bunny very much and wanted him to be happy.